Order, order.
Parliament returned from a week's break with the opposition keen to ask Prime Minister John Key about some of the stories in the news during the adjournment. Questions for Mr Key from opposition leader Phil Goff included this one about Nationals candidate in the Mount Albert by-election, Melissa Lee.
Does he have confidence in his Minister of Transport, or indeed in himself, given the poor process around briefing people about the Waterview motorway connection? In particular, his MP Melissa Lee, who was clearly ill-briefed, made fundamental errors, and then was hung out to dry by the Prime Minister himself.
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I have enormous confidence in the Minister of Transport. One of the reasons I have that, Mr Speaker, is because, unlike the Leader of the Opposition, I don't live in La La Land, which is exactly where you sit when you say, as Labor did, I'm going to have $650 million a year to spend on state highways.
Then Mr Goff had a question for the Prime Minister about Christine Rankin's appointment as the Families Commissioner.
Does he have confidence in his Minister of Social Development, whom he said failed to fully brief him on the suitability of Christine Rankin's appointment as Family Commissioner? And can he tell us what she failed to properly brief him about?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, I do have complete confidence in Minister of Social Development. And the reason I do that is she did her own due diligence. And can I say... Can I say, Mr Speaker, in making that appointment to the Families Commission, one thing she knew about families was that they like to eat McDonald's. So I wonder how many families yesterday saw Shane Jones and Parakira Horomira ducking out from the Hickoy to have a Big Mac and fries.
Order. The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Jerry's just jealous he wasn't there with him, Mr Speaker.
And there was also a question for Mr Key about a television program about pig farming.
The Minister of Agriculture is looking at that issue. It's also important to note that there was a pig code established in 2005. NAWAC is considering that issue at the moment. Sitting on that board includes members from the SPCA and Federated Farmers. If those images that were displayed on the Sunday program are in any way a reflection of the industry in New Zealand, then I would expect changes to that code and changes to the industry.
Question time was followed by Parliament's annual three-hour debate on the performance and current operations of Crown entities, public organisations and state enterprises. But before that began, the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, delivered his decision on an application for an urgent debate that he had received from Labor's shadow Leader of the House.
I've received a letter from the Honourable Darren Hughes seeking to debate under Standing Order 380 the Government's appointment of the Honourable John Carter, Associate Minister of Local Government, as Chair of the Auckland Governance Legislation Committee. Standing Order 380 requires that the matter for debate be a particular case of recent occurrence involving the administrative or ministerial responsibility of the Government. The appointment of the chairperson of a select committee is a matter for the committee when it first meets. There can be no ministerial responsibility for such a decision. Furthermore, the committee has not yet met and elected its chairperson. The ministerial comments relate to actions that are likely to occur in the near future. There is therefore no particular case of recent occurrence which would be ground for a debate. The application is consequently denied.
And there was a question about that special select committee for local government minister Rodney Hyde. It came from Labor's local government spokesman Shane Jones.
Why does the minister have confidence in the select committee process and encourage Māori to make submissions when he has summarily dismissed their submissions, over 100 that went to the Royal Commission, on this vexed topic of Māori representation?
The Honourable Rodney Hyde.
I have faith in parliamentary democracy and the select committee process. It's very clear. I've made it plain what my views are, but ultimately it'll be a decision that'll be made by Parliament. And perhaps if Mr. Shane Jones and the Honourable Parakura Horomia spent less time eating McDonald's and more time helping prepare submissions, we could actually have a parliamentary debate.
Local Government Minister Rodney Hyde. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.